Happy Saturday! Welcome back. We are about to break down this week's RHONJ happenings. The girls are in Ireland filming. All three of our newbies are there. We break that down. Jackie is there. What is going on with Teresa and Luis in the real world? We talk about Joe Gorga kicking his tenant out. That resurfaced this week. Everything that's happening in RHONJ world, head on over to Patreon. We're going to break that down. We're going to talk about this week's RHOBH. Diana, do we feel more sympathetic towards Diana yet? Everything that Crystal's going through, EJ, and Tamara Judge, she reclaims her orange. We gotta throw that in there. Kim has some opinions. Do I agree? Do I disagree? Here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon, and happy Saturday.
And three Jackie. New ones, and Jackie are there, but you know why? This is what I believe, and I'm usually right. Margaret's trying to hold her spot. She's walking hand in hand with Teresa. I told you, not too many people stay enemies with Teresa. They're scared to death of losing their job. Well, I know Teresa's motive because Teresa wants to get her off of Luis's ass. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's Teresa's motive. Like, let me get her off Luis's ass because she was the one with the balls to bring it out. Now, remember, I told you the producers, and I know this for a fact, but the producers said lay off Luis so we can get the wedding. Okay. My kudos is this, and you know I dislike Teresa immensely, but my kudos is this. You go, girl. What a hustler. She's getting married in a couple of weeks, and she's in Ireland. She's filming basically two shows, filming The Housewives, filming in Ireland, filming her wedding. Like, this bitch can hustle. Holy shit. Where does she get her energy? Well, where did she get her energy? 50-year-old woman bouncing all over the place.
Do you know where she gets her energy?
I'm afraid.
$2.5 million.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I mean, do you want to go bounce all over the place for $2 million right now? Well, right now.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, listen to me. I never, ever once on this podcast have given Teresa kudos because I just can't stomach the girl for good reason. Okay. Now, I do give her kudos because this girl works her ass off. You know, she is hustling for that money and she is getting it. Okay. And I'm hoping that it's not taken away from her. I'm hoping that because of this Luis character, that all this is for naught. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say that I'm going to put that out there because this bitch can hustle. Holy shit. It's a job at this point to her. It's a job. Now, let me go back to me when I was on the show way back when. They couldn't do that to me. That was one of the problems with me being on the show. I would not sell my soul or my integrity for them. That's why they would tap me on the back and say things. And I'd be like, no. And like, you're under contract. I don't care. I am not saying that. I'm not doing that. I'm going to be truthful and say what I feel when I feel like it. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. So I wasn't a team player for Bravo. You know, I wouldn't do what they tell me to do. I'm not doing it. I have to look in the mirror at the end of the day. That's right. 1,000%. And let the youngins fight. Okay. And I do believe, and I know this for a fact also, these are another fact things that Melissa and Teresa are really not interacting much. You know, they're really, that's a real outs story. You know, that's really, I don't see, listen, whatever you see, if you see them getting along, it's going to be totally fake. At this point, they got to really despise each other. They really do because so many things have happened. And, you know, Melissa is probably hanging out with the young girls. But I know that her and Teresa, they're never going to be okay. They weren't okay. And they're never going to be okay, ever. Wow. How about the christening? The christening was insane. That was their first day of filming. Well, their first day with Teresa filming. I don't know if they had filmed before or whatever. But coming out, their first, and there was a brawl. And no one knows this, but supposedly, and Joe's father smacked him, like, snap out of it. They cut that because it was that crazy. You know, it should, because you're screaming, you're my father. You're my, oh, like, oh my God. Wow. Some crazy shit. I agree. Yep. But Melissa's going to only go so far because she doesn't want to be ousted either. Not that I think that they would oust her because of Joe, but she don't want to go too far either because these girls, new or old, are not going to go against Teresa too much. They're afraid of losing their job. She's the queen. And Bravo made her that way. And it's not good because they gave her too much power. Okay, so the videos going around when he goes with the sheriff department to oust his high school friend. He was his high school friend. I don't agree with it.
Really?
I don't agree with it.
I don't know.
People that... will sell their soul, honey. They'll sell their soul for this show. You know, I mean, listen, Danielle is cute because she's like, listen, I've wanted to be on this show from, like, you know, you give her credit for that because she was thirsty for it. She's hungry for it. She got it. So I give her credit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. She's blatantly honest. I wanted to be on this show and I got on, you know, I give credit to honesty. So yeah. Dolores was not even invited to the engagement party and it was because of Dina. There's no question about it. And now Dina's out and Dolo's in. That's the way Teresa rolls. Teresa keeps denying that there's an issue because she's embarrassed. There's an issue. Trust me, guys. There's an issue. Trust me. And like I said, I know from a very good source, right from Dina's mouth, that they think that Luis is shady. Well, they already had their own drama, getting beat up, getting robbed, getting, you know, they don't need this shit. It's over. And then to put Dolo in the wedding, come on, come on. Nothing lasts with Teresa, but I believe they're truly close. I do. I believe Jen and Teresa are close. So I get that. Okay, you want to put her in your wedding, do that. But this Dolores thing, after what she did to her with the engagement, I mean, man, if that's not fucking phony, I don't know what is.
Major.
It was major. It was major. And did you see Dorit, everything she pulled out of the bag? I was cracking up.
Jamie Lee Curtis has a big fan and her name is Dorit Kensley.
Dorit, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. I like Dorit. So I'm going to say, is it a made up accent? I think yes, but I think that it's warped with her husband's accent, right? You know, and just the way she wants to speak now, because that's really the way she speaks. Crystal. Here we go again. I feel bad with this eating disorder stuff. I feel bad for all these women that have this horrible feeling with food. It's terrible. And a lot of it stems from the childhood. Okay. The pretty mess, Erica. Diana with the licking of her lips is just, it's getting crazier and crazier. It's getting crazier and crazier. I mean, what is that with the velvet suit? David, that velvet suit is something you would wear. You have Gator. Come on. You don't think that there's something up with this dude?
You think he's just there for the $250 million? Maybe.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm gay and I would be there. I'd marry Diana. I'm going to be honest. I mean,
You go. But I don't want you sleeping in bed with me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I want like a guy who really wants a woman, not a guy who wants, like, what the fuck? This is when I had my one moment with Diana. I did not know, and neither did any of the girls know, that when she was on the trip, she was pregnant and she drank a glass of wine or champagne or something and then went home and had the mist. She started bleeding on the plane. I wasn't
impressed. We're about to disagree.
Okay. Well, this outfit, the one, the worst one was Crystal and the Grinch, the green outfit. Like,
you didn't like it
at all. No, no. And then you know who came out?
Yes.
I found out to get the orange.
She
didn't want, they asked, Vicky asked not to do it while she was on the show.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
So that's why she came back the next day and did it. And I respect that.
Did she ask? Because I thought that Tamara said, let's just out of respect for Vicky. I didn't realize.
Well, I think it was a combination. It was a combination that they didn't want to do it with Vicky sitting there.
This,
you know,
is
when
the
right I think
move.
Vicky went down, you know what I think Vicky went down?
Brooks.
When she was, yep. And them saying he had cancer and he really brought her down. I really believe that. And I can't really say why right now. I got to think about why. Like, he was her demise. And sometimes people just can't get that out of their head, how she was taken. Like, you're supposed to be the smart woman and you get this loser taking you for a ride. You know what I mean? It's just people lose respect. People lose respect. So
Let me digest this one for a second and head on over to Patreon, because Kim talks more about Tamara Judge's return to RHOC. We break down more of this week's Beverly Hills, talk more about the Ireland trip that the RHONJ are having, Joe Gorga and this viral video, and just everything else that's happened this week in New Jersey world, Beverly Hills world. And hey, let's throw in a little Tamara's return. Head on over to Patreon and enjoy today's show.